I really don't feel like I can add a lot to what's been already said. I would like to speak a bit about my experience with the steering committee. I think one of the things that I found the most impressive was the collaborative nature and the cooperation that all of these organizations and jurisdictions brought together. We were able to create productive and new partnerships that we've been able to move forward to help build capacity in our communities with the placemaking grants that Brian spoke about earlier. Jade and Division Midway have been able to engage our community in a way that I haven't seen before now, and it just thrills me. We also, with an eye on equity, like-minded organizations joined together to establish community stabilization tools that we can use as we move forward to prevent displacement of our community members and from our and the businesses as well. We worked with the various jurisdictions involved to establish a list of tools that we thought would be feasible, and we've spoken to the Citizens Advisory Committee, and Vivian mentioned a bit about the no reduction in existing local transit service that we are our goal. We also are working on developing a robust construction mitigation program for local small businesses, and we're working with PDC, Portland Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, City of Gresham, to establish a cooperative and collaborative process. I've always kind of viewed our city as we're like a spider web. We all work together. We have our little areas. But if you touch the spider over here, if you touch this web and mess it over here, it's going to affect it over here. And we have to keep that in mind. And this process has been really good for that. My hope is that when we finish this process, that we have a robust bus rapid transit system on the Powell Division line that serves as a moniker for other municipalities to turn to. And I urge council to move us forward in this effort. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all. Okay, any other steering committee members here, Commissioner? And if not, are there some other folks that want to speak on this item?
No one else signed up.
Okay. I have a question, Mayor.
Yes.
To the commissioner in charge. I understand from the materials that the city's contribution would be the $2 million in systems development charges, among other things.
For this next phase, yes.
For this next phase. And I guess I just wanted to ask a technical question. You and the director typically have the discretion to allocate SDCs as you deem fit, right? And is the difference here that we as a council are agreeing that that would be the city's contribution to this collaborative project?
I think in a word, yes. Leah, do you have anything to add to that?
It's unusual for the council to vote on a question of allocating SDCs, and I think I understand the answer. I just want to make sure I proceed.
Well, another purpose of the resolution is to authorize city staff to prepare an IGA with Metro, which will then come back to us.
No, I actually like the fact that we're given the whole menu, but I just wanted to procedurally understand where we stand.
The STC, my understanding of the STCs, Commissioner, is there is an approved list from council, and this project, this is on the approved STC list. If we were to try to create a new project to fund out of SDCs, we would have to come back to council to amend the list, if I have that correct.
But, I mean, since this is on the list, this is
correct.
Something normally we'd be able to do, as the commissioner said. However, we've chosen to bring this resolution, including reference to the SDCs, to council.
And in effect, what we're doing is memorializing the commitment. That is, in part, our financial contribution to this collective enterprise. Okay. Good.
Correct.
Thank you.
Sorry. Thank you.
Okay, further discussion before we take action on the resolution? If not, then roll call vote on the resolution, please.
Fish?
Well, I'm very pleased to support this. This is the last official action I will take before I witness my daughter's graduation. And I'm pleased that it is in such a happy occasion with such a robust collaborative effort. And I want to thank the commissioner in charge and the director for their good work, all of our partners, and all the people who've testified, and I'm very pleased today to support this effort. Aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you for the work of the steering committee and everybody else, Commissioner Novick and everybody in the Bureau of Transportation, and I'm sure planning and sustainability is involved in this too, up to their ears. So good work. It's a great, thoughtful planning process. It reminds me of my my young days when I served on the West Side Light Rail Citizen Advisory Committee and how we figured out things like, you know, to do a tunnel or not at the zoo, things like that. So you're grappling with, you know, issues that are very similar, but I think with a new special emphasis on displacement of people and on affordable housing as considerations. And I like, you know, how it impacts existing transit riders, too. I think that's going to be very important, how this project messes up with the needs of people that are only going a few blocks as opposed to a couple miles. So I think this is great. It's I think this is the first bus rail transit project in this, well, not the state of Oregon, but certainly city of Portland. And I like Mr. Stacey's comments about it, how we maybe have learned from other jurisdictions, and we will build upon that experience that other jurisdictions have had. So I'm sure we'll do a great job, and we just need to piece together the funding and to do it. So please to support it. Aye.
Novick?
This is an extremely exciting project. I mean, I asked Leah to stand in for me as our official steering committee representative, but I still make it to as many meetings as I can, and I think you can see why. I mean, the extent of community involvement and the excitement and initiative of people, of every organization involved, is spectacular. And I mean, transit done right, particularly transit in underserved communities, can be a very powerful tool. I mean, if we can make it easier for people to get from place to place, if we can make it easier for people to save money by not having to use their car all the time, if we can reduce greenhouse gas emissions, I mean, that is building the world we want to live in. And this is a very exciting project, not only because a few years ago I read that the mayor of Bogota, Colombia, had developed bus rapid transit and transformed the city. So I've always wanted to do a bus rapid transit project, but for all those other reasons. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, it's really terrific that this first bus rapid transit project is going to East Portland, and indeed is interjurisdictional, going all the way out to Gresham and looking at all of the key pearls along the way. And so I very much appreciate that, and also the testimony we heard here today, the collaborative spirit in which it's being done. I'm kind of envious as a resident of Deep Southwest that this one is going to move a lot faster than any kind of bus rapid transits or anything else on Barber. And so, I think that's entirely appropriate given the needs in East Portland and the spirit which we're working on this. So thank you very much, Commissioner, for bringing it to Council so that we can all affirm. Thank you, Mayor, for affirming that indeed we do prioritize transit and pedestrians, and that that is the highest priority for our investment. So I appreciate your investment of system development charges in this. Aye.
Mayor, may I interrupt? I just embarrassed myself by neglecting to thank Andrea Valderrama and my staff, who has worked tirelessly on this issue.
Yeah. Hales.
Well, thank you all. I've been excited about this project for a while. Having heard this set of presentations, I'm even more excited. It's really an impressive project, and it's so well-founded in the community and in the geography. One of my favorite transit projects that I've been involved in was the airport light rail line, because it was scheduled to go into this kind of planning process in 2009, and we opened it in 2001. But that's because we as a community and with our partners decided to move quickly on an affordable project that we could actually do. And that's what you're about here. And in fact, the Small Starts program didn't exist at that time, but this is exactly the kind of project that it was created to support, is when a community has its act together, has a great project, it's affordable, and can move quickly. So, and that one, actually, I was thinking about the contrast. The public involvement process for that project consisted of two public meetings, because there were only two neighborhood associations affected, Sumner and Park Rose, and basically the public involvement process was, do you want a station or not, and where would you like it? And it was really, really pretty simple. And the answer was, yes, they did want a station, and they knew exactly where they wanted it, and that's what they got. But this one's much more complex. I mean, it's two jurisdictions, it's dozens of neighborhoods, and yet you've done such a great job of bringing people in to the project. Secondly, you've done such a great job about thinking about equity and community uplift from the beginning. You know, that's ironically the name of the District Coalition for the Neighborhoods here, Southeast Uplift. But we don't have to worry about uplifting real estate values in Southeast Portland anymore. What we do have to worry about uplifting the people that live there and who like to stay there. And so those points have been made really eloquently. And You know, just thinking about two other meetings that I have this week that apply so directly to this. I was at the Metropolitan Workforce Alliance yesterday, all these folks that are working together to try to get young people into the trades because construction is booming and the workforce is aging, and we've got all these young people, particularly young people of color, that we want to say, get into the trades. It's a great option. Maybe you need 2 years at PCC in order to qualify if you really want to be a welder, but here's how you do that. And so there's this huge need to make those connections. And on Saturday, I, along with a lot of other people that are be happy to do this, are going to be out at Franklin High School to celebrate their $100 million renovation, including the kind of space that enables the young people there to learn those trades. And I guess it just hadn't dawned on me until this hearing the amazing number of students that they're going to be on this line. You've probably added it up, but Mount Hood Community College, David Douglas High School, PCC, Franklin, Cleveland, Klein, OHSU, and PSU, that's got to be 50,000, 60,000 students even today, much less what it's going to be when those institutions continue to grow. And to connect all those kids to opportunity, to connect all those communities to the small businesses along this line, it really is an exciting project. So, and Councillor Stacey, I loved your earnest insistence on the timeline. Let's get this built quickly. Let's make sure that our planners are moving as quickly as you have to make sure that we do have the land use plan in place to support this project. That'll be one of my to-do list and commitments from this discussion, but very well done so far. This is going to be another great Portland success story, and I thank you all for queuing it up for the whole community. Aye. And we're adjourned. Thank you.